you know, being a first teamer and being out there with the starters for the first 3 weeks?
It's felt good. Just trying to get better every day. You know, I feel like my coaches have put me in a good position there. And I feel like, you know, the older guys have helped me out a lot too, kind of with that transition. So it's been good.
Do you have a feel for what your role is going to be come week one? How much you play early downs versus pass rushing downs?
Right now, probably more early downs. But again, you know, whatever they ask of me, I'm going to do. So.
Scott, you've been on a bunch of different teams. What is it that you liked about the Cleveland Browns being in this building?
Really, just the coaches are great here. You know, I feel like they believe in me. I feel like the older guys, the other players are helping me out a lot. So it's just a good atmosphere.
We talked so much about the run defense needing to improve from last year when it was ranked 32nd. How much of an impact do you think you can have setting that edge?
You know, I feel like we've all gotten a lot better at that. And that, you know, it's been a point of focus there. But I feel like, you know, we've all tried to do a better job at that.
You have two nicknames, Bonesaw and Bloodbath. Which do you prefer of those two?
No preference.
Where does Bonesaw come from?
Bonesaw's from college, started college. Yeah.
Why?
I can't even tell you. I couldn't even tell you.
These guys, you look at, you've seen this defensive line now play throughout camp, but what difference have you seen up there as far as what they're helping you do as a linebacker?
Man, they're really firing off the ball. They're doing a great job up front. You know, they're really looking good.
How different is it for you personally, having a roster spot secured and probably being a starter week one compared to where you've been early in your career bouncing around?
I don't know. For me, I don't really look at it like that. I try to just put my head down and go to work every day and try not to take anything for granted.
Yeah, the way you finished last year give you a lot of confidence heading into the offseason, then into this year?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit, but, you know, again, I try not to think about, you know, the past or the present, just try to, you know, take each day at a time and try to get better each day.
How good do you think you guys can be in that front seven? Obviously, stopping the run has been a focus, but also what about getting to the quarterback without necessarily having to blitz and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got the players. I think we'll be good at that. I think we'll do a good job at that.
Why do you try not to think about where you've been as opposed to where you are now?
You know, I feel like, you know, I want to get caught up with, you know, I don't know, taking anything for granted, like I said. And I just want to keep, you know, keep the edge and, you know, keep a chip on my shoulder.
Did your expectations change at all once you've worked so much with the ones this year? Do you change your mind, your set at all once you become in that spot?
No, like I said, I try not to. You know, I just try to work hard and you know, take each day at a time.